AI. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. So here's a sentence that sounds boring, but is actually kind of a big deal. The AI industry just quietly gave up on the idea of one genius robot doing everything. Yeah, the dream of a single all-powerful AI agent that plans your trip, files your taxes, and writes your quarterly report. Dead, or at least demoted. What's replacing it is way less sexy and way more interesting. It's called agentic workflows. And honestly, I think this is the story of the year that nobody's putting on a magazine cover. Welcome to AI News Blend. AI, I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. For the last 2 years, the pitch from every AI company has basically been, give the AI a goal, walk away, come back to a finished product, autonomous agents, set it and forget it. Sounds amazing, right? Here's where it gets interesting. It turns out that doesn't actually work very well. Not because the models are dumb, but because giving one agent 15 tools and a vague mission is like giving one intern your entire company and saying, figure it out. They get confused, they lose context. AI, they call the wrong tool at the wrong time. So what's actually working now? Enterprises are landing on something that looks a lot more like a company org chart. One orchestrator, think of it as the manager, hands out narrow, well-defined jobs to specialist agents. One agent does research, another drafts, another checks facts, and then critically, there's a verification step before anything ships AI. Microsoft's own developer guidance is now explicitly teaching this pattern: sequential handoffs, planner-led collaboration, agents passing work down a chain like a relay race, not a free-for-all. And the company riding this wave hardest right now is LangChain. Specifically, their framework called LangGraph, founded by a guy named Harrison Chase, who used to work in AI tooling before starting this. LangChain has raised serious money from Sequoia and Benchmark, the kind of investors who don't write checks for toys. AI, and their whole pitch is basically, stop trying to make one agent smart enough to do everything and instead give developers actual control, branches, loops, approval steps, the ability to pause an AI mid-task and say, wait, run that by a human first. And honestly, I think this is the correct call. Not the flashy one, the correct one, because here's the thing about giving AI full autonomy at work, it's not actually what most companies want. What they want is speed without losing control. They want the intern to do the grunt work, not to have the keys to the building. AI. The shift, orchestrator plus specialist plus a human checkpoint, that's not a step backward from the AI agents everywhere dream. It's the version of that dream that can actually survive contact with the legal department. Takeaway, the future of AI at work isn't one brain doing it all. It's a small team of narrow specialists with a manager and a paper trail. But here's the thing, while everyone was busy celebrating this new orchestrator and specialist setup, something less flattering was happening quietly underneath it. It turns out these multi-agent systems are expensive. AI, like, really expensive. One estimate floating around the industry right now says multi-step agent workflows can cost 3 to 10 times more than a simple single-step agent. 3 to 10 times, that's not a rounding error, that's a line item your CFO is going to have feelings about. And it's not just cost. Ask anyone actually building these systems in production, and I mean actual practitioners, the people posting in developer forums at 2 a.m. venting about their broken pipelines, and you'll hear the same complaints over and over. Fuzzy ownership, agents stepping on each other's tools. AI, context getting lost between handoffs, like a game of telephone where the last agent has no idea what the first one was even trying to do. One agent finishes its job, passes the baton, and the next agent basically has amnesia. So if you're thinking, wait, didn't they just say this new architecture fixes everything? Yeah, sort of. It fixes the chaos of one agent doing too much, but it introduces a new problem, coordination. And coordination, it turns out, is hard whether you're managing humans or robots. AI. Companies like Temporal, which, fun fact, was founded by the team behind an earlier system called Cadence, are trying to solve this by making agent workflows durable, meaning if something crashes or needs a human to approve it or has to wait 3 days for a signature, the whole process doesn't just evaporate, it picks back up where it left off. That's not glamorous work, but it might be the most important infrastructure being built in AI right now, and almost nobody's talking about it. Quick hits before we go. AI. Microsoft is now teaching developers to explicitly limit how how many tools they hand a single agent because, plot twist, AI gets confused just like people do when you overload their plate. IBM is out there publishing enterprise playbooks basically saying the same thing. Minimal human intervention, sure, but not zero. And somewhere on Reddit, a developer summed up the entire episode better than I could, saying, multi-agent systems are great. Right up until you realize you've built a distributed system with all the failure modes of a distributed system, except now it also hallucinates. AI. So here's your big picture. The AI industry spent 2 years selling us on autonomy, hands-off, magical, walk-away AI. And what we're actually getting is something much more grounded. AI as a coordinated team with a manager, a paper trail, and a human somewhere in the loop signing off. It's less exciting as a headline, but it might be the version that actually survives contact with the real world. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.